Welcome to Influencer Marketing for Destinations, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network.
Welcome back to another episode. We are very excited that you're here with us again. And we can't wait to dive in to our Time Out for Trends section.
Awesome. Thanks, Jess. So yeah, a segment that we want to have on every internal or every podcast where it's just me and Jess is just talking about trends, keeping you guys up to date as far as what is important for influencer marketing and what do you need to know in order to make your influencer marketing plan successful. So today our tip comes from Marketing Interactive. It's a magazine and online publication that actually serves the Asian markets of the world. However, I think it, to me at least, it makes sense as a global trend. It matters all over the world, no matter where you are. And I've seen it in the United States as well. So one of their impactful studies showed that socially conscious marketing is becoming more and more important. Social issues, including equality, education, finance, food, and even things like destinations are really important to pay attention to. So Jess, I mean, have you seen this trend as well in your work and as an influencer especially?
Oh, especially, yeah. Especially as an influencer, I've seen this. I think it was Travel Pulse who recently released an article about the travel trends for this upcoming year. And one of them was talking about how influencer marketing, these new influencers are going to be asked to take a stance on some of these social issues. In past years, I feel like it was kind of taboo to bring up some of these social issues on social media. It was kind of keep everything balanced. But now I feel like, especially in 2021, the audience is demanding kind of that the influencers do take a stance on important issues. So I've definitely seen this in the influencer world as well.
That's crazy. And I know as a PR professional, it almost scares me a little bit too, like having these destinations in my charge as a marketer. As a destination, we're lucky that, you know, as a government organization, it's pretty far and few in between where we would be pushed to make a huge stance. Oftentimes, you know, we want to play that neutral ground, and that's important because we want to accept everyone into our destinations. But that does, you know, put forth an interesting issue when we look for influencers. You know, what influencers do we want to align ourselves with in order to create these collaborations and partnerships?
Exactly. It's a tricky process. I don't envy your job, Jacqueline. I think that would be quite difficult to try and align influencer values and to a brand. That's got to be very tricky. But on the influencer side, I've definitely seen that this is the case for 2021, is to pick a social issue that you are passionate about and talk about it on your platforms. The audience really does appreciate it. It makes you as a person and as an influencer more real to them and not just a social figure online.
Definitely. And that completely makes sense. And that audience is who we want to speak to, especially when we do these collaborations and partnerships. So I'm excited to dive deeper into this.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's awesome today because we're actually going to be talking a lot about that, about the importance of influencer marketing, but specifically about goals and values that the brand and the influencers have. So that's a perfect segue into our deep dive for this week's episode.
Perfect. So I know Jess and I have both prepared questions for each other, and we want to just kind of pick each other's brains a little bit, you know, get both sides of the story as to when we go to find influencers or when we go to pitch destinations, what kind of goals and values are they interested in so that we know how we can align with each other better. So Jess, I'll start with a question for you. On the influencer side, when you're defining your goals or communicating those goals with a destination, how do you decide if you need an influencer or if you need a brand ambassador? Oftentimes, destinations will ask me, you know, what kind of long-term or long-form strategies can we create with influencers, or is this just a one-time thing?
That's a fantastic question. It honestly depends on the destination's goals. So let me break it down first. What is the difference between an influencer and a brand ambassador? Those terms are used a lot in influencer marketing, but I think it's important to define it so you really know what you as a destination are looking for. So for example, an influencer what brands typically do with influencers is usually hire them for a short-term campaign or even just a one-off campaign where they come, experience a destination, post about it, write an article about it, whatever they're going to do with the destination, and then it's done. However, on the flip side of things, a brand ambassador is a long-term partnership. Oftentimes, these brand ambassadors become the face of the brand or the face of the company. I've even seen this year, companies and brands are using their own employees as their brand ambassadors and making them the faces of their companies. So those are the two differences between a brand ambassador and an influencer. If you're looking for a long-term partnership, I would probably recommend sticking with a brand ambassador then. Or if you're just looking to reach specific target audiences across the field, then I would look into hiring influencers to come to your destination.
Interesting. So what kind of goals would align with more of a long-term strategy like that? If I'm interested in a brand ambassador, kind of what goals align with that if I'm approaching someone and asking them to be a part of this? Am I looking for, you know, that normal social media content, or am I looking for something else?
That's a fantastic question. I will say, I don't think there is one correct answer to answer that, to be honest. However, I will give a little insight. I think if you are launching a brand awareness campaign, I honestly would try using brand ambassadors, right? It's in the name, brand ambassador. They do a fantastic job at sharing your brand or your destination multiple times throughout the year or multiple times throughout the month, whatever you define as your goals with them. Studies have shown that it takes a few times when you share on social media for people to start recognizing your brand. So if you're hiring an influencer, they can get their point across very easily. They can reach a big audience depending on their analytics, but the brand ambassadors will help with that brand awareness because they're constantly sharing about your brand, and that will solidify that in the minds of their audience or their followers.
Cool. So yeah, our destinations honestly just need to figure out what the goal of their campaign is. Seems brand awareness is definitely one I come across the most. So maybe brand ambassadors would be a good option.
Yeah. And honestly, the brands could try, or the destinations could try, multiple approaches. They could do A/B testing. They could try, a campaign with brand ambassadors and then a campaign with influencers and check the results and see what was most effective for their specific destination.
Nice. That's a good idea.
So now I'm going to flip a question on to you, Jacqueline. So this is for destinations, right? When defining your goals as a destination representative, what are some of the factors that you look at?
That is a good question. So especially on the agency side, oftentimes we'll get destinations and oftentimes it is the first time for them. And they'll say, you know, I want to try influencer marketing this year and let's try it. And then me and my team have to kind of, you know, regroup, come up with some questions and come back to the destination and ask them that goal question. Oftentimes they honestly don't know. And this is really hard to think through. As a destination, there's so many attractions and so many places and scenic byways. And I mean, you think of all the things you pass by as you travel, and each one of those things is part of that destination that could be highlighted. So it's really important to think through what you want to highlight and what your purpose in highlighting that place or restaurant or hotel is.
Yeah, I think that's a fantastic answer because, like you said, you have to define the purpose behind everything, right? It has to be very well thought out, and it has to, each goal has to contribute to a larger end goal when you're defining your influencer marketing campaign.
Yeah, and it depends on what it is. So for example, one influencer we had to Southern Utah a couple years ago was for an event. And so obviously for that event, the purpose was not to get people down there for the event, because by the time the influencer got there, the event was over. You know, it was only a day event. But we were creating awareness and consideration about that event and trying to get people to come next year, or at least come to experience that trail or that specific event location for themselves on their own time. So it was a very specific goal, at least for that situation.
That's a fantastic example. Yep. I love that.
Yeah, definitely. So when working with destinations and coming from the influencer side, do you prefer that destinations come prepared with their goals? Or is that something you like to collaborate with? Or is that something even the influencers could come with their own goals for this partnership?
That's a great question. I personally prefer when a destination does have their goals defined. It makes my job a lot easier because I know exactly what they're looking for. I think in order to help the destination have, 100% satisfaction levels after our collaboration is when they do define their goals. And that way I can try and reach their goals and their metrics that they've set for us. But when the goals are not defined, it could lead to dissatisfaction because they might have had something in mind that they were hoping that the influencer did, and maybe the influencer had no idea that that was one of their goals, and so they didn't even focus on that. And then by the end of the collaboration, the destination was not exactly happy with the outcome of it. So I do think that destinations should define their goals and furthermore should share their goals with the influencer that they're bringing to their destination.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I think that's where influencer marketing, especially for me, becomes really fun because I love talking with influencers before the trip or even just kind of feeling out different partnerships. A lot of times I've communicated specific goals or talked to different influencers. And you know what? We find that it's not a good partnership. And we find someone else for that specific event. And I'm actually really grateful because I've gained more relationships with influencers and with people. And we always come back to them because they were honest and they were really, we had an open communication flow that really did help make for the best partnership.
That's great. Yeah, I love examples like that, right? Where the destination and the influencer, they just fit together perfectly. The goals were defined and the outcome is 100% what the destination was hoping for. So definitely love hearing stories like that.
Yeah. And I think a big part of that becomes, it's because the influencer has certain values. There are certain values, and sometimes we come across influencers where we're trying to share something and it doesn't fit their brand. And that's totally okay. That's fine. I'm glad they share that. And so I wanted to ask you a little bit more about values and, how that fits into goal setting. As an influencer, do you find that your brand is driven by goals and by, company? I mean, as an influencer, you own a company. Is it driven by your company and kind of how you want people to see that brand? Or is it driven by almost personal values and beliefs?
I think for me personally, and I think the majority of influencers, I would have to say that it is a personal brand and it's driven by that, right? We do have a business set up for obvious reasons, but as an influencer, you do have a personal brand, and that very much is driven by your personal beliefs and your values. I know in recent years, especially right this year in 2021, where we just talked about it earlier in this episode, that your audience is wanting you to take a stance on these social issues and wanting you to share your values with them. I think it's really important that influencers define from the get-go, define what their values are and stick to that. So for example, if one of your, right, pretend your brand is you are a family travel blogger, right? You probably wouldn't want to do a brand deal with, oh gosh, I don't know. We could throw out a lot of examples, but one that comes to the top of my head is maybe you probably wouldn't want to do a brand deal with a gambling or a casino down in Las Vegas, because that doesn't really fit your brand of family travel. So I would write you as an influencer, you can have multiple sides of you, but you do represent your company. So when you're working with destinations, you can be selective of who you work with in order, because your audience is following you for a reason. And if you decide to work with a destination that your audience will not be interested in, you're not serving your audience and you're not serving that destination either.
Yeah, for sure. What is the best way for a destination to know kind of what those values are? I mean, to a certain extent, if I'm looking at a family blogger, going off of your example, I often will look for, you know, are there kids in the photos, or, you know, are they taking family photos together, and what kind of, you know, are they going to the beach, or are they going to restaurants and things like that? Is there anything else that we should be looking for?
I think, yeah, what you're doing is great, because you can see people's values by what they share on a daily basis. So when a destination is looking for an influencer, I would monitor the influencer's Instagram account for at least a week, see what they're sharing on their stories. What are they posting? What are they resharing? And not even on Instagram, right? On Facebook, on any other social platform. If they have a blog, you should be reading their recent articles. It's very easy to find an influencer's values just by looking at the content that they are sharing.
Totally. Yeah. And honestly, that's one of my favorite parts. I know me and my team at our agency, we love this little scavenger hunt of looking at influencers and their blogs and their photos, and just kind of like exploring and learning more about them just from that one-stop glance.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. So a question for you then, besides doing, you know, going digging into their social platforms and their blog, are there any other ways that you personally research the values that influencers have?
Yeah, that is a good question. When we look at influencers, we're not only looking at their values and, like I said, those posts and stories and the way that they're sharing their visual content, but we're actually also looking at the captions and the content. I know oftentimes I laugh because we live in such a visual day and age that I wonder if people even read the captions half the time. But when we look for influencers, we actually do. We go and read some of the captions, we read to get a sense of their voice and their personality. And, you know, we even look at the percentage of posts that are sponsored versus not. You know, are they doing 100% sponsored posts, and how genuine are they when they share those posts? Or are they being authentic and still sharing some things that aren't sponsored and having their own original content that can build their brand and can build those values in a authentic and honest way?
Yeah. Yep. I love that. And that's definitely something we should dive into in another episode of sponsored content versus authentic, you know, your own content. So I'm sure we'll dive into that in another episode, but I definitely love what you talked about is like, you're looking at more than just the photos that people are posting. You are reading the captions and you're reading the comments and you're digging in deep into their accounts. It's not just a quick glance over when you're hiring an influencer to come to a destination.
Yeah. And it's so true. I mean, we also look to see if they're being positive. You know, what is their perception of places that they've been? And when we do look at those sponsored content, you know, what are their feelings towards those products? And are they, you know, are they being negative a majority of the time? I mean, obviously we always come across products that, you know, can hit different people the wrong way. You know, it's definitely understandable to have some negative emotions there, but we want people who are going to be positive and really excited. Travel is one of the best industries to talk about because we love to travel. That feeds our souls, right? So it's, mm-hmm. I don't know. To me, there are very few destinations that I have come across that I just haven't liked. I mean, everything has a unique personality that can be shared and in a fun way.
Oh, for sure. Right. No matter what, I do believe that if you look hard enough and you have enough time in a destination, you can find something that you enjoy. So I do appreciate your comment about are the influencers, you know, for the most part, positive about what they're posting about. I think that's very important.
Definitely. So I want to dive. I know a couple of the values that I've mentioned that are important to me as I search for influencers are honesty and authenticity. And these can almost be buzzwords because we hear them so much and so often. But how do they place a role on the influencer? You know, how do you view those topics and how do they play a role in what you post?
Honesty and authenticity are probably two of the top values that every influencer should have. As an influencer, you do have, I think, a social responsibility to be honest to your audience and to be authentic to your audience. There was a poll that was recently done on one of a pretty prominent influencer's account at the beginning of the year, And she was just asking her audience, kind of getting a feel for what they were wanting in this new year. And one of the poll stories on her Instagram page was asking, you know, do you want more, you know, just pretty styled photos, or do you want more of the real life behind the scenes? And the vote was, oh my goodness, incredibly, you know, overwhelmingly, they chose, we want the real stuff. We want the authentic stuff. Give us the behind the scenes. Give us the messy moments. We want it all. So I think that's really important as an influencer. You need to be honest and authentic in order to be appreciated by your audience.
I love that. Yeah, I'm one of those people. I definitely vote for the behind the scenes. And I know that can be hard because it's almost like we live our lives online. And to share those behind the scenes, there's a lot of honesty and authenticity and open doors that need to take place there. But I think that's why people trust influencer opinions so much. And that's why destinations can really take advantage of this opportunity to bring their destination to the forefront of these people's minds, because people do listen and they want to know and they want to be told, what are those fun places? Where can they go find that adventure and that inspiration? And it's a perfect collaboration opportunity.
Oh, I agree. Right. Because influencers, you do have an audience that follows you and likes to know, hey, where are you traveling? What are you doing? What are your travel plans right for this year? They want to know that. And so if you're honest with them and you share the positive aspects about each destination, they really will appreciate it. And, you know, they'll end up going to those places and booking.
Awesome.
So we've been chatting about the values of honesty and authenticity. I wanted to ask you, when you're identifying and researching influencers, what are some of the red flags that you see when you're trying to pick a perfect influencer for a destination?
Oh, Jess, that's such a good question, because, you know, it's hard to say. You know, we want to give influencers the benefit of the doubt, and we want to think that, and we know that so many of them are good people and are trying their best, and this is, you know, a way that they can make their place in the world and share their knowledge and content. But when we look at influencers and we start researching them for these partnership opportunities, one of the things we look at first, unfortunately, is followers. You know, there's a lot of people that really fight for that 10K. And to be honest, that is something we look at because we love that swipe up feature. And mm-hmm. that is something that can be utilized, especially when a destination is already fighting for space on the internet. Having that swipe up feature where followers we know can easily swipe up and view our website and really view our content right there is so helpful and creates a good partnership. So, you know, looking at followers is important, but at the same time, we also look to see the authenticity and the honesty behind those followers. We're looking to see if the engagement rates and the likes and the comments and things like that actually match up with their follower number. We definitely don't want to collaborate or partner with someone who's purchasing followers or doing things that are dishonest with their audience.
Exactly. Right. And that's all. And unfortunately, that's all too common sometimes in that influencer marketing sphere. So as a marketer, I totally feel for you of having to research and find out, okay, is this influencer honest and authentic? And I do think that's a great idea, though, by looking at their followers and the like versus engagement rate. I think that's really important. And it's, I think personally, scrolling through, I think I can identify and weed out influencers that are probably practicing dishonest practices on their social media platforms pretty easy just by looking at, you know, if they have a ton of likes on a post, but then there's no comments on it. I think that's that shows whether it could show, right? Like maybe the audience just really wasn't interested in that post. I get it, right? Not every post is going to interest your audience. But if you start seeing a pattern of a ton of likes, but no comments and no engagement, then I would start to question and kind of dig a little deeper into that influencer.
Yep. You've got it. And that's the first thing we look at. I mean, you pull up a profile and let's say it's Instagram. You know, we've got the profile picture and the follower count. And then as we move down the page, the next thing I look to see is a website. You know, what's their link in their bio? And do they have that set up in a way where they are serious about the content they're sharing? to me, if they have their own website where they are sharing blog posts and photos or, you know, whatever the content may be, and is it presented in a nice way, it shows to me that they're invested and that they're serious about their industry and their trade and what they're doing as an influencer and as a business to really partner with these companies and help them. Because in the end, to me, as a destination, it's helping that destination get an ROI and get a return on the investment. So we want to make sure we're investing in someone who's just as serious as we are.
Exactly. Yep. And I totally agree. Influencers, if you're listening, get a website, because that's something that you own. At any time, Instagram can take away your profile. They can take away your Facebook. You don't own your social channels, but you do own your website. So definitely hop on that and get a website.
Definitely. Yeah. And then I think the last thing that I look at as we scroll down through their profile is, we've mentioned captions before, but the visual content is also important. And when I look at those photos, I'm definitely looking to see how the influencer handles themselves in the photo. You know, as a destination, again, we want to highlight our destination in its true form and in its beauty. And so we're looking at influencers to see what ratio of this might sound bad, but you know, what ratio are they showcasing their clothes versus the destination? And, mm-hmm. you know, are they a little bit more lifestyle because they're showcasing the clothes and the brands of those clothes? Or, you know, are they showcasing shoes as they go off the cliff instead of the actual beautiful cliffside of the destination? So I think it makes sense to think about how they're showcasing the destination.
I think, yeah, 100%. I don't think that sounds bad at all, right? You want to hire an influencer who is truly going to represent your brand and showcase your destination and not just their personal brands that they're working with. So
yep.
I think that's spot on.
Yeah. So those are probably the top three. And then we've mentioned earlier, you know, sponsored versus not sponsored and captions and how they talk and present themselves. So we understand, you know, you want to be fun and we want you to be fun too, but we want you to be, you know, a little wholesome depending on the audience and really present everything in the best light.
Yep. 100%.
So Jess, as we near the end of this episode, what is one takeaway that you've come to learn or that you would present as advice to destinations today?
For destinations, I think as an influencer, I really appreciate when a destination defines their goals before the campaign starts. That is extremely helpful for us, that we can do the best job possible and provide what you're looking for. So if you're a destination listening, do try and define your goals. And after defining those goals, share those goals with your influencer that you're bringing to your destination.
I love it.
So, and then I'm going to return the question to you, Jacqueline. What is one takeaway that you've had on this episode?
I think one of the things that I am so excited to dig deeper into in a future episode is the idea of influencers versus brand ambassadors. This is such a big topic, and it has really struck me today how setting up those goals and looking at those values can really bring a partnership that's not just one time only, but can bring that further awareness to a destination in a more successful way.
Yep, I am excited too for that future episode about brand ambassadors versus influencers.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much to our listeners. We hope you got just as much out of this as we did today. We love hearing both sides of the table and talking about influencer marketing for destinations. So to join more of the conversation offline, follow us on Instagram, Pinterest, and Twitter, and we'd love to hear what you have to say about this. We'll see you next time. Thanks for listening. This has been another episode of Influencer Marketing for Destinations, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network, hosted by Jess and Jacqueline and produced by Relic.